Now to Venezuela, where most of the country has been in the dark. At a rally in Caracas yesterday, President Nicolas Maduro blamed the ongoing power outage on the United States, alleging it sabotaged the grid. The Trump administration denies it, pointing the finger at the regime's incompetence. At a rival demonstration, opposition leader Juan Guaido called for regular protests to oust Maduro. Here's NPR's Philip Reeves in Caracas on the political crisis.
Hundreds of men on motorbikes stream through the heart of Caracas. Nicolas Maduro is flexing his muscles. These men are known as colectivos, armed pro-government paramilitaries, widely feared by Venezuelans because of their use of violence and intimidation. They're heading towards a pro-Maduro rally near the presidential palace close by. Mercedes Guedes is on her way to the rally. She's a community leader with the ruling Socialist Party.
Apoyo a nuestro presidente. El único presidente que tiene Venezuela.
And she says, an ardent believer in Maduro. Maduro's Venezuela's only president, she says. The fact that opposition leader Juan Guaido is recognized as the legitimate head of state by more than 50 nations, including the US, means nothing to her.
Es como que yo me autonombrara reina de Inglaterra. Por Dios.
That's like me suddenly calling myself the Queen of England, says Guedes. Her faith in Maduro remains intact, despite what's happening all around her. Caracas is in the grips of the longest power outage anyone here can remember. It started Thursday, reportedly because of major breakdowns at the country's main hydroelectric plant. The subways closed, so are most shops and businesses. The mobile phone networks have mostly crashed. Many here blame this on Venezuela's collapsing infrastructure, caused by years of government corruption and mismanagement. Guedes takes a different view.
Lamentablemente tenemos gente de la oposición infiltrados en los servicios públicos.
She thinks it's sabotage by the opposition and its chief sponsor, the United States, as part of the effort to drive Maduro out of power. As Guedes walks off, an elderly man who's been listening to all this chips in. Hugo Sanchez is a retired waiter. Don't listen to her, he says.
Aquí no hay comida, no hay alimento, señor. Aquí no estamos muriendo en Venezuela.
Venezuelans are starving. There's no medicine, no work, no food, he says. Venezuela's deep divisions were on display on the streets yesterday. While Maduro's rally was underway, a sea of people walked through Caracas, heading for a demonstration called by his rival, Guaido. Police and soldiers in riot gear were out in force, blocking roads. That doesn't stop a huge crowd from gathering to greet Guaido. More than 6 weeks have elapsed since Guaido announced he's Venezuela's interim president and plans to establish a transitional government and hold new, and this time fair, elections. Venezuela's economies continue to collapse. US sanctions mean Maduro's government's lost a crucial chunk of its income. Despite all this, Maduro's believed to feel confident Guaido's challenge will eventually fade away. Guaido's supporters are getting frustrated.
That, you know, nothing is happening. What else do we need to take this government out?
Nella Garcia is a designer. She says she spent years opposing Venezuela's socialists and won't stop now. Yet she worries.
This is going to end ugly. It's going to be ugly at the end.
You have family and kids?
I have two kids. My daughter that is now living here, she has a kid and she's pregnant. And she can't live a life, you know, a quiet life. She's always worried. Now we don't have light, we don't have water. So it's very hard to live here with all these, you know, situations.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Caracas.